Welcome back to Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Our spotlight on Sheffield, and we are out at Quaker Steak and Lube, and we're having all kinds of fun out here. And one of the men responsible for this, Brandon Dumbart, is joining us right now. And I got your last name right, correct?
You did get my last name right. That's
right, because I know there was some confusion as to what your last name was. People were saying, wait a minute, who is that guy? Why is this guy coming on the show? But they know who Brandon Dumbart is, and this isn't your first radio rodeo either. We found out earlier you made the rounds last week, so we're happy that you're out here with us, and we appreciate you hosting us here. This place is awesome. I mean, everybody's all fixated on pooch keys on Fat Tuesday, but when you come to Quaker Steak and Lube, you've got to feast on the wings, right?
No, absolutely, yeah. With our $10 Tuesday, we have so many options for you for just $10, from ribs, steaks, boneless wings, shrimp and bone-in wings. We really have a good way to make that Fat Tuesday be right and perfect for you that fits, you know, within your budget, within a family of one or 10 people. We can definitely lock it down at a good price for you no matter what.
I want you to explain this Cocoa Puff Shake, because I've been eyeing this thing since the second I walked in here.
It's all I've heard about all day, Brandon.
Yeah. Cocoa Puff Shake. I don't care how cold it is outside. It's never too cold for a Cocoa Puff Shake.
So we'll talk about the adult version of it. So it's going to be a Jim Beam banana-infused Cocoa Puff Shake.
Ooh, nice.
So banana. At the end of the day, you're going to have the chocolate up front, banana in the middle, and the Jim Beam is a nice kick on the end. And then you do get that great kick of the Cocoa Puff, and it is great. It's going to be on our menu for 2 months. We're going to have that through March. I actually said on my other airway that it's a new monthly one. So the sauce of the month is monthly, but the shake ideally will be on for 2 months as we test it out.
Nice.
We do hope it does hit our drink menu coming out this summer. I want to say May, June. But I've tried it. It is great. At 6 o'clock, is that your den time?
Yes.
You need to try at least two. Well, double fist. It's the only way to go.
I like the way you work, Brandon.
It's the only way to go. You could have one non-alcoholic in one and alcoholic in the other. You know, test it out. You know, mix and match. See how it goes for you.
Sure. I like absolutely. It. I mean, the boss is listening, so I got to track very, very carefully.
Till six.
Till six. Absolutely.
You were telling us about the sauce of the month, right? The Buffalo Honey Stinger. What's this all about?
So this is really an upgrade for what I would have to say to our honey jalapeno. It's actually got a kick to it now. So the honey jalapeno is a great flavor. It's very sweet, but this one actually gives it that bite you think it has. This actually has that bite. Fantastic on wings, really good on ribs. Matches very well with the pork, and it's a good complement to maybe a Kentucky bourbon as well if you're trying to mitch and max or sauces. That'll be new for the month. Ideally, we have a limited stock, so if we sell out, we'd love to do it. And then next month, we bring something else new. And hopefully, again, these sauces get enough traction and make it to our menu. We currently have 25 sauces, so there's always room for a few more.
Speaking of those sauces, of course, you guys are known very much so for your wings and how good they are. But, of course, you have the heat up there, that triple atomic. I'm curious. That's one of those that's sort of a challenge to get through, isn't it?
It is. I cried the first time I did it.
I bet you did.
I absolutely did. No, triple atomic is hot. To be honest with you, we are exploring hotter flavors right now. It is a challenge. You need to sign a waiver. We don't let you leave here without trying even a taster of it. You need to sign a waiver. But very few have tried it. I know we've lost our atomic in years past, but triple atomic is, as advertised, hot. Very hot. Some people can have it with no remorse. Some people can have one, and then they're in the bathroom the next minute. and that's how fast it goes to get it out of them. We have young, old... Yeah, ethnicities, I mean, genders, they don't care. They want to try it, and it is a great, great sauce.
Well, that's what I'm curious about. How many people come in a month trying it or a year?
It definitely varies by store, but let's say as a region, it's about 100 people a month.
Wow, all right.
Yeah,
wow, that's impressive.
It does peak in summer. You'd be surprised. It's 100 degrees outside. I'm going to go try the hottest wing we got. It does go up in summer. People get more risque, let's say. But, let's say now about 100 people in the Cleveland region try it a month.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, you talk about the summer. I saw you guys have the stage out back there as well, so this is a pretty hopping place in the summer.
Absolutely.
Right?
So we're looking to turn Sheffield to live entertainment all year round. Currently, right now, we've restricted ourselves to summer. Not anymore. Right now, we have 52 weeks of live entertainment with our bands on Saturday. Summer, though, is obviously our prime time with car crews, bands, cornhole tournaments, bike nights. I mean, it's just going to be a fun show. We're bringing on 4x4 night this year as well. So ideally, any day of the week, there's always going to be something happening at the Lube for all ages and demographics.
Very cool stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Again, Brandon Dunbar with Quaker Steak and Lube, our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon and our spotlight on Sheffield. And I want to get back to some of these sauces, man. This discussion's so fascinating to me. One of the chef-inspired specials you guys have right up my alley, the chicken and waffles. Now, it's mentioned in here that you recommend that if you're going to go with a sauce on the Top Gear tender, you go with smoked jalapeno honey. But you were just saying that this buffalo honey stinger's got some flexibility to it.
It does, yeah. So like I said, for me, whenever I get into those sweet sauces, I love it better on the ribs. Something about it just matches well with our, you know, our black pepper seasoning on the ribs. When it comes to the wings, I think a bolder flavor, not so sweet, is great. Louisiana Liquors, you can't go wrong. Golden Garlic, Arizona Ranch, even our classic barbecue. But no, the Top Gear tender is actually the original sauce that was Boom Boom. And even then, that pairs well with our shrimp, with the Boom Boom shrimp. But these sauces, I mean, at the end of the day, you can put these things on anything. It'll make anything taste better. Did we give a recommended sauce with the Country Fried Steak dinner?
You can certainly recommend one if you'd like to.
Choose your favorite.
You can. Yeah.
If I had to, I would say Kentucky bourbon would be my choice on that.
Makes sense on a country fried steak.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's sweet, not so spicy. And I think that's a lot of our sauces' downside is that they appear to be very hot, but they're not. They're more flavor. We like to pack full of flavor. Although it does show pretty high in the Scoville heat unit, it's not as terrifying as they're meant to be.
Speaking of Boom Boom, I saw a picture back there signed by Ray, Boom Boom, Mancini, Jim Tressel. I saw an Arnold Palmer picture back there. You guys have all sorts of cool stuff here, too. So it's not just the food, it's the atmosphere. Is every last bit of this stuff for sale that's hanging off the walls?
Kind
of, sort of.
No, we own it. It's Quaker's. Everything has a price, but, it's definitely dearly parted.
Sure.
This building is 17 years old, 16 years old. And most of this stuff has been here since day one.
Okay.
Everything, again, would be for sale. But, a lot of it is priceless. It really is. It's donated by fans of the original Sharon, Pennsylvania Lube that said, hey, you're expanding. What can we do to help? What can we give you? Between the cars, between the motorcycles. And we actually just got one that we imported from another one of our locations. A lot of this stuff is real. It's refurbished. It's, at one point in time, was the best that it could be, and then it found its way to one of our shelves.
Is the race car out front, is that a replica? Or is
no,
that that,
they're
road?
All shelves, so these are all donated just through time. I know there's two in Valley View that are signed by the original drivers and crew chiefs. So most of these are donated. I'm sure some of the newer locations maybe have replica versions, but you're getting into, especially here, Valley View, Austintown, Sharon, these are original. These are the ones that opened up 2 decades ago, and they didn't make copies at that point. These were, we're just getting into a new generation. Let's bring in the old past and, hang it up on the wall.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm in a place like this. You got everything. Yeah. For your car lovers, you've got that. For sports, you've got a TV everywhere you turn.
Your neck's going to hurt leaving here. You're just looking up somewhere new. Every time you come in here, you're going to find a new spot on the wall you didn't see before. You're going to see some new TV that we put up to grab your attention. We like to host. If anything, we got curling on right now, basketball, women's gymnastics, we got NBA. We host it all here. We do every sport. Plus, keep the attention.
Yeah, plus the live entertainment here on the weekends, too. That's great. You guys literally hit for everyone.
We do our best.
You guys have a few different bars set up here, too, and I love how you kind of left it open there, making sure that everything is kind of sort of for sale. It's all got a price, right? In the words, the words of the million-dollar man, Tibby Ted DiBiase, everybody's got a price.
Yes, sir.
But this is all donated. That's pretty fascinating because you guys have cars here, which could go for a pretty substantial chunk of change.
Yeah, so we actually just did a remodel in Valley View. And I can tell you right now, when we were redoing the facade and the inside, you could have built a car from the parts that we took off the wall or at least changed them out on a classic car for sure. But yeah, a lot of this stuff is interchangeable that we can do even just overnight. We can change it up. That bike wasn't there before. Why? Because we moved it from one side to the other of the building. And then we change between stores every once in a while. Or we bring in local sponsors and vendors and say, hey, what can we do to showcase your item, your piece, your product, and what we can do for you? But they're all head turners. We like to bring in stuff that will keep your attention, that are valuable or were valuable at one point. And obviously very motorcycle heavy.
Sure. Well, that's all right. Comes with the territory,
absolutely,
though, right?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for having us here. This has been a lot of fun so far. We still got 2.5 hours to go. I'm going to take your suggestion at 6. I might double fist, do a leaded and unleaded of this Cocoa Puff shake.
Absolutely, guys.
But this is awesome. Thank you so much for having us.
Been a pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate
it. Good stuff. Again, Brandon Dunbar with Quaker Steak and Lube here in Sheffield as we shine the spotlight on Sheffield. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.